This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 6, 2008. Silence, the sound of the beginning. The scripture is Genesis 1, verses 3 and 4. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. We believe that all 66 books of the Bible are God's written word, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. That's a lot of words. But have you ever noticed that this written word of God begins with a great deal of silence? The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, hovering silently, perhaps like a hawk looking down for a mouse or gopher. Later, in Acts 2, the same Spirit came roaring like a mighty wind to fill Jesus' disciples, and God's people spoke in many languages. In the beginning, though, there was silence, as if to prepare for the work of creation. Then God spoke a few well-chosen words full of power. "Let there be," and there was. At the end of each of those work days, when there was evening and there was morning each day, there were no more words until the next day. There was silence. How do you start off your day, your week of work or study? Do you talk from morning till night and then half the night too? Or do you take time for silence? Maybe if we take more time for silence, we will hear a few well-chosen words of God. Later, we can learn to talk with God. But first, we must listen in silence. Would you pray with me? God of all words, forgive us when we talk too much or use words carelessly. Silence us with your presence so that we can hear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.